Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Karina Cromer. Karina, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. Good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. And as always, Karina, why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Certainly. My website is healthawarenesscoach.com. And you can also find me at Facebook, which is Karina Cromer or Inspired Health Energy Medicine. In fact, I will be posting a special offer on there here soon for the first 20 people that respond to get a $75 coaching session, introductory coaching session, instead of $275. So that's maybe $200. So Facebook is a great way to just keep up with me and see what's going on. And definitely can reach me by email at Karina@healthawarenesscoach.com.
Excellent, excellent. And Karina, again, we're glad to have you on. We always are looking forward to getting more information and insight from you. But maybe for those out there who are first time tuning into you or just may not be as familiar, if you don't mind, just going over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit about yourself.
Yes, of course. So energy medicine and Mediterranean lifestyle coaching are the two things that I focus on. Both of them deal with health issues, emotional issues, and success stories, basically. Often we have things that are blocking us, whether they are past traumas, emotional things that we carry along, or even physical pains and aches, chronic fatigue, and things like that that stop us from being able to fulfill our dreams and live the best life possible. So I'm here to help people that are ready to make a change in their lives. Often those that have had enough and can't find anything else that helps them, they come to me because we can work on all these things at once and create change and set a pathway for success.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what's interesting is you have health awareness in the name, and what you really focus on and help people with is kind of this approach that to help people in all these different areas, whether it's their physical and emotional and mental health. Why is it so important in achieving health in all those different areas?
Well, that's a great question, Mike, and there's my answer to it. We have found out in recent studies in science, and I am a science nerd and I like to follow all these things, but it is important, and it is actually paramount, of how we react to our environment and how healthy we stay. We used to believe that genes were the only reason why we might get sick or carry a disease in the body, but it shows up that our health really largely depends on how we react to life, which is paramount, because with the choices that we make, the thoughts that we have, those actually will direct the way that our life will look like. So my primary concern is to deal with the mindset, to deal with beliefs that have been there for a long, long time and that seem to stop us from achieving our goals. And once we do that, we not only clear the pathway for the actual physical body to feel better, we manage to emotionally feel better ourselves and deal with situations of anxiety and depression. And we also start getting glimpses and intuitive nudges, if you will, about where we really want to be, and our dreams are starting to come back for us. Because now that we're no longer under the influence of constant daily stress, our frontal lobe is actually able to open up to those previous dreams that and aspirations that we've had that before we felt we could not achieve. Does that explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, honestly. Now, you know, when someone is trying to, have things like physical health, emotional health, mental health, for a lot of people, it is a struggle, and it looks like a huge mountain to climb for some people. How does someone, what would you say are the biggest obstacles that people are facing trying to, you know, have this juggling act of managing all these things?
Right. Anxiety is a huge crippling factor of our time. Largely because our world is a bit chaotic. There is so much happening all over the world, and before television and radio and all these things, we weren't necessarily readily aware of everything that was going on around the world. But we have created habits where, you know, first thing in the morning we listen to the news, or last thing at night we're going to catch the 9 p.m. news, right? All those things create fear, create anxiety, create a certain feeling of uncomfortable state of where do I as a person stand in all of this? And am I safe? And what's going on in my life? And so within us, we have, our body is extremely intelligent, and it has its own apothecary system. We create every chemical that we need, and we produce as much as we need. And as long as we're healthy in the mind and generally healthy in the body, we are able to absorb those chemicals and be in a balanced state of awareness, so to speak. Now, when we're constantly under the attack of fear, because either of what we hear or what we listen and everything that's going on around us, it's very, very hard for our body to first produce the good chemicals and the good hormones that make us feel more euphoric. But instead, it tends to produce a hormone such as a stress hormone, right? A cortisol, for example. And what that does is not only does it take over the receptors, let's say, where the good hormones could go and latch on and give us that better feeling, but it also blocks our body from resuming its natural way of being and its healthy way of being. So by defect, what I call it actually is the cortisol drip, because cortisol is super important as a hormone, as a fight or flight stimulator. When our body thinks and our mind thinks that we're in danger, it shuts everything off and it says, okay, run. Yeah, you need to get away from the danger. But when that happens on a daily basis all the time, it tires the body down, right? Our adrenals get tapped out. We have no more energy. Everything we do, and no matter how much sleep we get, we don't seem to be able to get out of that cycle. And that's because we are constantly under the attack of the fight or flight, and we can't necessarily produce or absorb the good chemicals that we need to keep on going, such as serotonin and melatonin, which are instrumental in our body. So learning how to deal with those areas of stress, learning how to have certain practices in your daily life that will keep you in a good center space is really monumental in resuming our health. And that's where that mental health comes in.
Gotcha. Now, there's many people out there that, you know, are aware that maybe their diet is not the best. Maybe, you know, they're having too much fast food or taking in too much sugar. And there's people that are aware that maybe they very much dislike their career or the relationship that they're in. Yet, so many times people don't really take action or do anything about it, and they continue in this cycle. I wanted to ask you, as someone that's a professional, you know, why is this, and you know, what can someone do to get started to break out of that cycle?
Right, and this is why I say, you know, I like to work with people who are committed to making a change, because many of us, especially in the beginning of the year, would say, okay, this is it, I'm going to go to the gym, or this year I'm really going to pay attention and change jobs because this is not fulfilling me. But truthfully, that's what a life coach is for, is here to help you find ways of getting out of that cycle, so to speak, but to give you also support and keep you going, and to keep that long-term goal in sight so that we don't veer to the left or the right and change our path and lose our focus. And that's very important because we have a busy lifestyle and because we also do need to sustain ourselves. Not everybody can take off and say, okay, I'm quitting this job and whatever happens, happens, right? We have responsibilities. We have kids. We have a life. And so sometimes it needs to happen a little bit slower. Other times people can dive right in. But it is important for the first step to know that it is possible. Even if at this point it looks impossible to you, there is always a way to start making changes. And most of them, most of those changes will take place in your subconscious. And because our subconscious has a habit of going back to the same thoughts, because that's what we feed it day to day, I'm here to help you break that cycle and say, okay, it's time to give it a new thought. And it's also time to go in the back door to the subconscious and say, you know what, this is a new thought, but it is safe for you, and to allow it to start taking root. Because a lot of times fear is really what keeps us from making any change. The fear of, well, what will I do if I'm not doing this, right? Where will I get my paycheck from? What if this relationship is not going to work out and I'm left by myself? There's so many fearful thoughts that go through our mind, and those are usually the ones that will stop us from making a change.
Well said, well said. Now, Karina, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more information with Karina Cromer. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lei and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Karina Cromer, who is the founder of Inspired Health Energy Medicine and Coaching. Now, Karina, of course, before the break, we were talking a little bit more in depth about why it's so important to focus on our health and to be mindful of our physical health, our emotional health, and our mental health. And we've talked about a little bit of the obstacles that people face when it comes to those things. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, people that are struggling, say, with one area of their health, whether it's physical or mental, At what point do you think that people need to be considering seeing a professional such as yourself?
That is a great question, you know, and it really depends on, it depends on your culture, how you grew up, and what your beliefs are, you know. Many people, first thing they think of is Western medicine, and often they tend to come to alternative approaches of medicine only after they've tried everything else. Now I'm going to tell you this. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I cannot imagine my life without at least once or twice a month having some kind of energy medicine support. It's what has kept me sane, what has kept me healthy and centered, and being able to deal with you know, whatever comes through in my life. So I see mostly people that are at the end of the rope. But it's becoming, it's changing lately, probably for the last few years. It is starting to change because there's a lot of things that people are not willing to put up with. The cost of Western medicine, you know, waiting for hours, making, you know, waiting for an appointment and not really being sure whether they're going to be getting any information or any ways to really deal with their issues. And a lot of people, because I also work with veterans, are looking to move away from chemicals, toxins, and medications, and are wanting a more natural approach. So it is becoming more popular, and it is for everything in your life, whether it is a headache or you're looking to go through a major shift in your life, if you've been through loss recently, anything like that. I have people that have been with me for over 10 years and religiously do their maintenance session once a month because they recognize how important it has been in their lives and how much it has helped them. And so it's not to say that you need to do it every month, but it is phenomenal, the support and the change that it brings to you. So it is a great idea.
Yeah, that is awesome, and it's really cool that you found something that can really help people in such a big way. Now, as you kind of mentioned, you know, there's people with different situations, cultural backgrounds, and living situations. Now, when it comes to, you know, wanting to improve in your health, you know, how big of a factor is, you know, maybe the friends or family that we have? Do you ever see times where they could be a negative influence or a positive influence on our own health?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this is a big part of what I like to really bring back is the community effect. As somebody who teaches Mediterranean lifestyle, it is all about community. It is about the support of the family that we can have, whether that's family or friends for that matter. And it makes a huge difference in how you deal with stress in life when you have somebody next to you to go through it with you, right? Now, it's interesting you said about, you know, the negative effect of it too, because sometimes if we are the ones with a health issue, we might decide we want to go the more natural route with alternative medicine, and our family is more set on Western medicine and medications. You know, a big example of that, of course, in our lives nowadays is cancer treatment. But that, I do believe that's up to the person. We really can't make the decision for them, and I feel it is very important as a family member or as a friend to be there and support somebody no matter what their decision is. And if I had somebody in my family that had an issue and wanted to go, you know, the medication route, I mean, I support that. I can't, butt in and try to change their way of thinking. But I know that I would also like to make them aware of other possibilities that might not be as detrimental to the body and to the psyche. So Mediterranean culture is very much very, very big in community. And I do think that I feel, and I know actually as I grew up there, that this is very often just the biggest thing that carries us through life, even when life seems to be the worst and nothing seems to be going that way. If we just have even one person to hold our hand and be supportive, everything will come through.
Excellent points there. Now, on the flip side of that, what if we were to see someone that is struggling with their health, a friend or family member, maybe they're struggling with their physical health or struggling with their mental health. We see these things happen. What are some ways or some things that maybe we can do to support or to help someone step up and really have them start to take care of themselves? Is there a certain conversation that can be had?
You know, I love that. What a wonderful question. I feel that one of the biggest thing we can do is listen. Just simply listen without, in the back of your mind thinking of what you're going to say next. Be there for them. And hold the space for them and say, okay, I'm just going to listen for now. If they ask for my opinion, I will give it. If they don't, I won't. Maybe just sitting here and holding somebody's hand, or even just, quietly and silently giving a hug sometimes makes all the difference in the world. We're not here to necessarily change and cure people unless they come to us with a specific question in mind. We are here to provide support and to provide a platform for them to make the decision that best suits them, right? And that decision can go either way. We can make them aware of what's available, but we can't push it on, because I think we all have had the experience. It's kind of like being a child. You tell them yes and they'll say no. You say no, they'll say yes. It's a psychological reaction always. So you just want to be gentle with what you bring forth and say, okay, well, here's the thing. It's available. Put it in front of them and walk away and let them think about it. You know, there are so many different options in life that support everybody's upbringing and cultural beliefs. And they're all different. So there's no right or wrong. But being there for them and quietly listening and supporting, I believe, is a huge thing.
Well said. And do you have any other tips or advice or any final thoughts that you wanted to mention when it comes to people looking to improve physical health, mental health, and emotional health?
Definitely. You know, I always see people run all day long, right? You make appointments, you put them on your calendar, you put them up close to together. And especially for us women, we tend to multitask and take advantage of every little second in our lives. And we might just say, oh, hey, I have 5 minutes. Maybe I'm going to go throw the clothes in the dryer. And then after this, oh, perhaps I can even run to the bathroom. And, oh, then I need to take the kids to school. And it just keeps going and going and going. I would say, take 10 wonderful silent minutes to yourself between everything you schedule in your everyday life. And it might seem as a lot when you have a lot going on, but those 10 minutes are going to give you the time, first of all, to take a full breath, which many people often don't do even throughout an entire day. And it's going to give you the time to get clarity so that you're more effective in what you do all day long. It's going to give you the time to relax into your breath and accumulate less stress by the end of the day, right? It is such an important practice. So I would say take 10 and breathe, and take 10 and sit back on the chair and quietly, or lock yourself in the bathroom if that's what you have to do to get away. Sometimes it's all that is available to us. But yeah, take 10 is definitely a huge, huge tool to start incorporating into your life.
Excellent words of advice there. And for those who are interested to learn more about you and what you offer, again, Karina, where is it that they can go?
So my website, www.healthawarenesscoach.com. Facebook, you can find me at Inspired Health Energy Medicine and Karina Cromer. Please do go look on there for the special today for the listeners. They get $200 off their first session. And you can also find me on Instagram under Karina Cromer and LinkedIn as well.
Sounds good. Karina, thank you so much again for taking the time out to share this valuable information with us and also just helping out our listeners. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. It's been wonderful. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. We look forward to next time. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.